Eddie Astor presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Astor Screen Guild play tonight Those Endearing Young Charms. The starring players...
This is Robert Young.
This is Virginia Bruce.
And this is Bill Williams.
Tonight, Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild players in RKO Radio Pictures' current screen success, Those Endearing Young Charms, based on the Broadway play by Eddie Chodorov. It stars Virginia Bruce as Helen, Robert Young as Hank, and Bill Williams as Jerry. The Lady Astor Screen Guild players in Those Endearing Young Charms.
I guess it just happens that way sometimes. One moment I'd never even heard of him. The next he was standing there holding my hand and saying...
Hello. This is a pleasure.
Good looking, tall, a smile that was friendly and yet almost insolent. An officer, Air Transport Command. His ribbons told me he'd seen plenty of Europe. But they didn't tell me. Jerry did.
Ran into him on my way home from camp. Old college pal of mine, Helen. Hope you don't mind bringing him along.
Not at all, Jerry. I'm glad you did.
Well, don't be too glad, Snow White. He's dangerous.
Really? Are you dangerous, Lieutenant?
I think you're fairly safe, Miss Brand.
Oh, what a shame.
Why, Helen, what a way to talk.
Come on in, Mother. This is a friend of Jerry's.
Oh, hello, Jerry, dear.
Hiya, Cap. Meet Lieutenant Travis.
How do you do?
Lieutenant, this is Captain Brand of the Women's Uptown 84th Street Auxiliary War Relief Command.
Now, Jerry...
Oh, don't be a miser, Cap. How's for a drink?
Well, I was just about to suggest one. You come along and help with the ice cube.
Hey, why should I? Hey, wait a minute. Can't someone else? I just dropped into... Oh, all right.
Poor Jerry. He always gets KP. Won't you sit down, Lieutenant?
Hank.
Hank?
What's the matter? Wrong name?
Mm-hmm. Do you mind? Doesn't seem to fit you at all.
Well, my real name is Hurley. Take your pick. You know, this room looks like a little bit of someplace else moved to New York.
Mm-hmm. Ellsworth Falls.
That where you come from, Ellsworth Falls?
Mm-hmm.
That, yours is pretty cute.
Oh, Lord, no. It's an awful habit. Tell me, have you seen much action?
Is that what they call it?
Or weren't you allowed to tell?
Sure, once I made a flight to Naples. They were having a camp show, a couple of gals from Hollywood.
No, really, I mean...
I might have seen Ginger Rogers. That's action, isn't it?
Oh, you're one of those big, tough heroes that hate to talk about
it. You're crazy. I was just thinking about a test pilot I know. He's 45 with a belly on him out to here. No Cary Grant, but he takes the new ones up every day and rips the guts out of them. After they ride like trolley cars, all us little boys in our clean little uniforms climb in and take over. Does that answer your question?
Gosh... I am in bad, aren't I?
No, you're in good. Very good. Ever been out to Mitchell Field?
The one on Long Island? No.
Take your life in your hands and come out tomorrow?
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, you're almost there.
But I can't. I work in a department store and we're having bargain day tomorrow.
Can't you play the hook?
Well, it wouldn't be fair to the girl I work with.
Oh. Now I see why Jerry calls you that.
What?
Snow White.
Perhaps I could go another time.
When? We're pulling out Saturday for China.
Oh. Well, maybe when you come back.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So am I. I wish we had more time to talk tonight.
Do you?
Maybe I can think of something.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe I can think of something. In fact,
In fact, what?
Just what I said. I just thought of something.
The St. Mark roof. I've always wanted to come up here, Jerry. I'm so glad Lieutenant Travis thought of it. And he's being so sweet asking Mother to dance. I think he's...
Smooth is the word, like a silkworm.
Why, Jerry...
The old master. He wouldn't ask you for the first dance. Oh, no. He has to ask your mom, feeding the cow to catch the cat.
Oh, you better not let Mother hear you call her that. Besides, I think he's just being polite.
Are you kidding? That guy doesn't say hello unless he's got an angle. Listen, Snow White, I know this guy. I know how he works. All I had to do was rave about a gal he never met, and right away he tries to
but
move
that's
in and...
just...
Believe me. He don't like a dame unless he can beat her ears back and make trouble for someone else in the bargain.
Then why did you ask him?
Ask him. I couldn't lose him. And look at him. Now he's taking over my party, throwing his dough around. Big shot, Lieutenant, being nice to a PFC.
Oh, Jerry, you ought to know me better. I'm not impressed with his money or that he's a big shot. Really, I'm not.
You're really not, huh? Oh, of course you're not, Snow White. That's what hands me a laugh. He's got the wrong gal this time, and he's making the wrong play. Oh, that sucker. I just hope I'm around when he finds out.
Helen, it's getting late. We really ought to go.
Yes, Mother, I guess we should.
Oh, but you can't. Not yet. We've got to have another round.
I'm sorry, but I've got to work tomorrow, and Jerry's had too much already.
Well, waiter, one more round.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant, do you always get your way?
I have a fair average.
Yeah. Well, it's going to fall off a few points. You are taking off Saturday, ain't you?
Yep.
That's all I wanted to know.
Lieutenant, you're leaving like that. Does your mother feel very badly about it?
Oh, I don't know. I think she hopes this will make a man of me.
Oh?
Nobody asked me about my mom.
Oh, but Jerry, I know how your mother feels. She's my oldest friend. I was matron of honor at her wedding.
It's just too bad. Too bad, that's all.
Jerry, what's the matter?
You want to know? It's awful.
What's awful?
My mom wrote me today. She gave me all my old clothes, my football pants, to the Salvation Army. It's all right with me. I don't care. I don't care.
No, Jerry. Take it easy.
Drinks, Lieutenant.
Thanks, waiter. Spread them around.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Jerry. Drink up.
Say, that's a good idea. Drink up. I don't know why those pants got me down. I guess I must have thought while they were hanging in my closet. You know what I mean, Hank.
Yeah, I know what you mean, kid. Well, you'll have to be a big boy now.
Huh?
If anybody asks you what you're fighting for, now you can tell them. You're fighting for your football pants.
Yeah? Is that so? And what have you been fighting for?
Now, Jerry, please.
Well, he can't talk to me that way.
Who wants to talk? Let's polish off this drink.
Now, you got something, pal. Let's drink.
Here's to you, Jerry, and your pants. I hope you get them back someday. Or a reasonable facsimile.
I'll drink to that. To my pants! To my pants.
Jerry! Oh, dear.
Hank, he's out.
Just like the help on Thursday night. Too bad. I guess we'll have to drop him off in my room.
Your room? Where?
Downstairs. Didn't I tell you I was staying here?
Oh. And then, of course, you will be taking us home.
Well, you'll need someone.
Thanks, but Jerry will need you more.
Now, Helen, look,
we'll take a cab. You can stay with him.
Wonderful evening, Helen. And that Lieutenant Travers is delightful. Simply delightful. You coming to bed?
Well, Mother, I've got a few things to do. You go along.
Remember, you've got to get up in the morning. Good night, dear.
Good night, Mother.
Hello? May I come in?
Yes.
Expect me back?
Mm-hmm.
Mama in bed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it was worth the trip.
No, please. You sit right there.
Nervous?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Let's have a look at that face. Snow White. That's not bad. Shiny hair, beautiful blue eyes. You know, a guy could stand right here on this cute little nose and dive right into those eyes.
Well, he couldn't, but it sounds wonderful.
Like going into an Oregon lake with the sun coming up.
Is that good to do?
It's a thrill. Makes you feel tough and alone.
Is that why you became a flyer?
You're too smart.
No, I'm not. I was just guessing. I'm not very good at this.
Never run around with guys, really?
Not really.
And Jerry?
Oh, just sort of pals.
That's not what he thinks. And I don't blame him. You're the cutest thing I've seen in this town.
But you must know lots of people in New York.
Sure, sure.
And why were you drifting around alone?
Looking for you.
Oh, really?
Don't you believe me?
No.
You will before I leave.
You are dangerous, aren't you?
Terrible. Very evil man.
Still, you're not the sort to drift alone very long. What about your girl back home?
Which one is that?
Well, everybody has a girl back home, haven't they?
Oh, it's a rule, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I've broken them all.
No girl?
Not a one.
You wouldn't lie.
What do you think?
No, you wouldn't lie. You tell a girl she can take you or leave you, and you don't care which.
Now, how does a girl like you get that smart?
Why does a man like you pretend to be so dumb?
Huh?
You must have thought a lot about things. You couldn't talk the way you do if you hadn't. And, well, I think you're intelligent and you ought to admit it.
Okay, I admit it. I admit that coming back here tonight was intelligent.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I see, you've given me the habit. Ah, but what do you care? The more you'll go back to your department store and forget all about me.
No, I won't.
That's more like it. You ready to kiss me now?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I am.
Helen, don't you think you should... Lieutenant!
Good morning, Captain.
Yes, Mother? What is it?
It's late, Helen. Very late.
It's miraculous, after all the drinks I fed her.
Too bad, Hank. I think she liked you.
Look, I'm not after Mama. It's the daughter I wanted to see.
Yes, I know. Good night, Hank.
Ooh, you're not mad, too.
No, I'm not mad. I guess you didn't feed me enough, either.
Oh, now, honey, if you'll just relax and let me...
No, please, please. Good night, Hank.
Okay, Snow White. You win. Good night.
Hank. Goodbye, Hank.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. But now a word from Lady Esther.
Have you been to a wedding recently? Remember the look of the bride as she walked down the aisle, head high, eyes alight, so happy, so sure of herself. You just knew she was in love. Well, it's exactly that same subtle radiance of a bride that my new shade of face powder gives your skin. That's why I call it Bridal Pink. It instantly gives your skin a more vibrant color, a more romantic look, the look of a woman in love. And remember, Lady Esther Bridal Pink isn't for just one particular type of coloring. That's the wonderful thing about it. Whether your hair is blonde, brunette, auburn, or brown, whether you're in sunlight or moonlight, Bridal Pink touches your skin with an unmistakable magic, gives it life and tone, gives it the warm, fascinating look of a bride on her wedding day. The secret of Bridal Pink is in the blending as well as the color. It isn't just mixed in the usual way. It's pulverized by the speed and force of hurricanes. The powder and color particles are completely merged, and the texture is so fine, it's light as a summer breeze on your skin. Yet it covers up and hides every tiny line and blemish, and it clings at least 4 hours, flattering you every minute. Ask for Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder and accept no other shade. For only this lovely color, so delicate, yet so truly vibrant, can give you the radiant look of a woman in love, that confident look, that look of complete self-assurance.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Those Endearing Young Charms, starring Bill Williams, Robert Young, and Virginia Bruce, who continues our story.
He was gone, and yet he wasn't gone. I knew that in my heart. Kept doing flip-flops every time I thought of him. And I couldn't think of anything else all the rest of that night and the following morning in the store. It was bargain day, and I was up to my ears in work when suddenly I heard the floor lady call,
Miss Brandt.
And then my heart just stopped.
Miss Brandt, you may take the rest of the day off, on condition you spend every minute of it with Lieutenant Travers.
Madam, you don't know what this means to me.
Oh, yes, I do. Goodbye, Lieutenant, and good luck.
Hank.
Well, I guess we're trapped, baby. Get your hat.
Oh, but she hasn't smiled in 2 years. What did you do to her?
Nothing, Snow White. I just told her the truth. We're madly in love. I'm going overseas. We've only got 3 hours to live.
Oh, you do always get your way, don't you?
Well, it depends. Are we going out to Mitchell Field? Well, this is it, Snow White. Like it?
No, I love it. I've never been in an airfield before.
Pretty good table we've got. We can sit here and eat and watch them take off.
Hank, are all those officers flyers?
Sure. See the ribbon on that guy over there? He's got 2,000 hours in a swivel chair. Honest, Snow White, when you laugh like that, I...
Say, Travers, can I see you for a minute?
Sure, be right over. Excuse me, Helen, chap from my base. Maybe know something. I'll be right back. You call me Buster? What's up?
Oh, nothing special. Who's the creamy character?
My sister, and she doesn't like your type.
Well, it was worth a try.
Mm-hmm. Anything new?
No, same thing. We're pulling out Saturday.
Still Saturday, huh? Mm. Sure, wait for me outside. Be just a second.
Huh?
Don't be a dope. It's a gag. I'll tell you later. Oh. I'm sorry, Helen.
Hank, the way you look. Is anything wrong?
Plenty. The old man's changed our orders. We're on our way.
No?
In 5 minutes. You can sit here and watch us take off if you like.
Oh, Hank.
That's okay, Helen. It's what you wanted, really. You're home, baby, safe and sound. Just like old Devil Travers never did come into your life.
I wish it were true, Hank. I only wish it were...
Goodbye, Snow White. I want to tell you something. This is one time Travers fell flat on his face. But it took a war to do it. So long.
I watched him go. And I think that most of me went with him. Of course, Mother was worried when I got home. I must have looked as though the world had ended, which it had for me. I tried to explain, but there weren't any words. Just several hours of dull, aching pain. Until... Hello?
Hello, Snow White?
Hank. Oh, no, it couldn't be.
Sure it could, baby. It's me, all right. Got weathered in and had to turn back.
Oh, Hank, I'm so glad. Oh, darling, I was wrong, so wrong. I knew it when I saw you go, and I thought, oh, I'll never be able to tell him, never.
Well, baby, you'll be able to tell me now. I'll get in about 6.
Here?
Well, first I've got to stop by the hotel.
The hotel? Do you have to?
Of course I have to. This is a very special occasion. I've got to stop and change my tie.
So you're here, huh? At last.
Hello, Jerry. Drop in any time.
No, thanks. I just came this once to tell you off.
How'd you get into my room?
I told the desk I was your brother.
Flatterer. What's on your alleged mind?
What did you do to Helen?
Kissed her.
It must have been a stuka. Helen's old lady called me at camp. She's yelling blue murder.
So what's your yelp?
The way you've acted. You sneaked back there the other night.
I don't sneak.
Well, the old lady says you got her crocked.
So what? I haven't got time to play patty cake with old ladies.
It's not the old lady. It's Helen I'm thinking of.
So long, Chaplin. See you again sometime.
That's what you think. Sure, you've got a license to break any girl's heart. So okay. But that license is no good in this state. If any trouble comes out of this for Helen...
You what?
Listen, Hank, can't you see what you're doing to Helen? She'll follow the book. She'll wait for you. That's the kind of a girl she is. And for what? I'm asking you, Hank. Don't hang the wash on her. It ain't a gag. It's slow murder. I'm asking you. And if asking ain't enough...
Don't start anything, kid.
I don't want to. But I can see that asking ain't getting us nowhere.
I warned you.
Oh!
Awfully sorry, kid. Pleasant dreams.
All the time I was waiting for you, and when you drove up in the car and opened the door, I kept saying to myself, he hasn't said anything, not really, about how he feels towards you. Why? All he's done is kiss you twice and call you baby and... Oh, I'm shameless. Shameless.
Oh, that's awful. You care?
No, I don't care. I love you, Hank.
You're 50 kisses older now. You still not care?
I love you, Hank.
100 kisses. How about it now?
I love you, Hank. I love you very much. I like to think that the beach and the moon and summer nights... were created just for moments like this and people like us.
What's happened, Snow White? You're not frightened anymore.
Not of you, Hank. Not anymore.
You're a sweet baby, Snow White. Too sweet to walk away from, even with a war on.
You know I love you, don't you, Hank?
How would I know without a kiss? Do you?
Mm-hmm. And I've decided that when you go, wherever you go, I'll think and think about you. And you won't get hurt. You won't. I'll stand beside you and I'll get between you and the bullets. Isn't that silly? But I will. I'll think and think about you. And you won't get hurt. And you will come back. You will. I know you will.
You just had to spoil my last night, didn't you?
Hank.
You think I love you?
Well, you never said it in those words, but... Oh, Hank, you've got to. You've just got to.
I'm not what you want, Snow White. I can't even make believe I am.
Oh, Hank, I'll take my chances.
No, I'll tell you something, then see. I didn't shove off today. I never left the field.
You didn't? Why?
Well, that's the way I played it. Works every time. Goodbye, my darling. Hail and farewell. It's old stuff.
Oh, Hank.
Look, you tried to make something out of this that wasn't there. It isn't my fault.
No, how could it be? I'm such a fool. I thought I'd make you love me the way I loved you. I thought that if I just loved you
Helen,
enough...
Helen, I'm crazy about you, but...
But you don't want me hanging on to you even when you're safe 10,000 miles away. You don't want me to love you, to bother you.
I don't want you to be unhappy.
No, that isn't it. You're not afraid of me. You're afraid of yourself. I'm not sorry that I loved you, Hank. I know now how much I can love a man. I never knew that before. And now I think you better take me home.
I could just sleep. I could get some rest.
I love you, Hank.
It wasn't my fault. How could I know she'd be like that?
I love you, Hank.
So what? By next week she'll have another guy. She'll forget.
I love you, Hank. I love you very much.
I don't know, though. Maybe I ought to see her again and talk to her. Maybe I ought to tell her what... Hello? Who? Oh, Sweeney. Hey, it's 4 in the morning. What's the... They're changed. Take off at 10 tomorrow? No, tell the colonel I don't mind at all. I haven't a thing to do. I haven't got a thing to do. Or have I?
Just a moment. Lieutenant Travers.
May I come in a minute, Mrs. Brandt?
Well... It's very early, and I'm just fixing breakfast, and I...
Well, this isn't a social visit, Captain. I won't even drink a cup of coffee.
Oh, Lieutenant, please.
I know what you're thinking, Mrs. Brandt. You're right about some things and wrong about others. I'm in love with Helen, you see. Something I never figured on. Crazy in love.
I think you're in love with a man named Travers.
Yeah, I used to be, but we broke up last night.
I wish I could believe you. Helen's so miserable, so broken-hearted. If I thought for a moment...
Mother, I'll have to skip breakfast. It's so late.
I sneaked in again. Okay?
Not okay, Hank. We said goodbye.
I don't blame you, Helen. Anything you think
We
about...
said all that. I've got to get to work.
But you can't walk out and not even listen. Look, I haven't got much time.
Don't tell me your trusty little fortress is taking off again.
I had that coming, I know. The truth is, we are taking off in a couple of hours. It'll be too late afterwards.
Sorry. I've been through that ringer once. There's nothing left to ring out.
But you've got to understand. I've been dishing on a line for so long, I didn't know myself when I was on the level. Isn't that a laugh?
Yes, Hank, it's a laugh. You're standing just where I stood last night.
And I don't like it, Helen. I don't like it at all. Come over to my side, just a little. I came over to yours.
Hank, you're the one who doesn't understand. I don't want to hurt you just because you hurt me.
I guess I don't understand.
It's just that you were right all along. I'm not going to tear my heart out day after day and month after month. Not for you or for any man. Now go away. Please go away.
Okay, Snow White, I'm sorry.
Helen, darling.
Oh, Mother.
Did you want him to go?
Yes, I did. I did.
Of course. And now he's gone. And someone ought to do something about it. Hank? Hank Travers, come back here.
Mother!
I'll be in the kitchen. You may want some breakfast after all.
Begging your pardon, ma'am. Seems to me I heard someone call.
It was Mother, Hank, and I'm glad.
So am I, honey. Awful glad.
Hank, is it really true this time? Are you really leaving right away?
And it's on the level, baby. It's not much good, is it, darling? You find each other, and then they do this to you. No wedding, no honeymoon, not even an engagement.
You're really going?
Yeah. But it's different this time, little face. I'm flying a straight course from here in. Straight course all the way. I know what I'm flying for, and I know what I'm coming back to. When I come back, you'll see a different guy. No more shenanigans. Home every night, pipe and slippers, ever-loving wife, maybe a couple of little...
Hank.
What?
Get going, Hank. You're holding up the war.
Thank you, Robert Young, Bill Williams, and Virginia Bruce, for your delightful performances.
It was a pleasure to be here, Mr. Bradley. We know that the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, so vital to all of us in the industry, are supported largely by these radio programs, and we're all proud to help this good work.
While you're on that subject, Virginia, I'd like to add a thought. Now that peace is here, there's a much greater need than before for entertainment, camp shows, and recreation for our armed forces still overseas. Get behind the National War Fund and make it our biggest peacetime victory.
Thank you, Bob. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Bruce. Ladies, is your skin a little dry and flaky? Try this before you apply your face powder. See and feel the amazing difference. Just rub Lady Esther four-purpose face cream well into your skin. Then wipe it off completely. And along with it will come all those dry, ragged little flakes nature is trying to throw off. Your fingertips will tell you how much softer your skin has become, how much smoother. And you'll see the difference in your mirror. You'll see how beautifully your powder goes on, how smoothly it clings. You'll see the new translucent look of your skin, the clear, youthful finish. Use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream whenever you want to look your best. It's a complete beauty treatment in itself. First, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Second, it softens your skin, absorbs the dry flakes. Third, it helps nature refine the pores. And fourth, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. If you want to see a truly dramatic change in your appearance, use Lady Esther face cream first. Remove it completely. And then apply Lady Esther face powder in bridal pink, the new shade that's so daringly romantic. You'll be deeply delighted by the new beauty that is suddenly yours.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present My Life with Caroline. It will star Alan Jocelyn, Mary Esther, and Brian Ahern. Be sure to listen, will you? Bill Williams can soon be seen in the RKO radio production Deadline at Dawn. Virginia Bruce will soon be seen in the Republic picture Love, Honor, and Goodbye. Robert Young appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Our Vines Have Tender Grapes. Those Endearing Young Charms was presented through the courtesy of RKO Radio Pictures and the author, Eddie Chodoroff. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.